I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. Having people know you and have a positive feeling about you can open a whole lot of doors for you, a whole lot faster than you can open them for yourself.
Stayolay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
How would you like to be on the hot seat live with me, Dre Baldwin, right here on this podcast? If you think you have a challenge, a problem, or something that I can help with in any way through a live one-on-one dialogue that the whole world will hear, go to DreAllDay.com/hot, H-O-T, to fill out the application to be on the hot seat and be on the Work On Your Game podcast, where I will help you solve your problem and handle your challenge. That's DreAllDay.com/hot for the hot seat. The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by the Mental Workbook. Learn how to plan your days, condition your mind, and set your goals properly for the rest of your life. Find out more and get your Mental Workbook at DreAllDay.com/workbook. You're in the right place at the right time, tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to arrive at the scheduled date and time. And on top of all that, we throw a huge dose of personal initiative, the go-getter energy for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, and the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and today we're taking it back to school. Well, at least for me. Maybe you're in school. We're taking it back to school today, where I'm going to tell you what I would do differently if I was doing school all over again. And the reason that I'm talking about this is not just for me to personally reminisce, because that wouldn't really serve me much and wouldn't serve you. I don't know how much it would serve you, but because a lot of people ask me questions such as, some form of this question: what would you tell your younger self? What is some advice you would give to your younger self? Well, the answer is, ladies and gentlemen, everything I talk about on this podcast is something that I would tell my younger self. I wish I knew everything that I talk about here 3 days ago, 3 days before it came out, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20. I wish I knew all of this. But since I didn't, and I can't go back and tell my younger self, I can tell you. And I can remind myself, too. It's not like I'm waking up, walking around, thinking of every single point that I've ever made on this podcast. I would go crazy. I wouldn't be able to do anything. I'm talking about what I would do differently if I was doing school all over again, simply because, for a couple reasons. Number one, to answer that question, what would I tell my younger self? And number two, maybe to provide you some insight. Now, looking back, the fact that I'm from Philadelphia, for those who don't know, went to Engineering and Science High School, Penn State University for college, went to the Altoona campus for purposes of playing basketball, got a degree in business with a focus in management and marketing, went into playing pro basketball while I was playing ball, became an entrepreneur. I've never worked a proper, quote unquote, real world job. I haven't had a career where I was 9 to 5-ing. And so from my experience, and I feel like it's a unique experience, what I've been through and what I do now with podcasting and all the stuff I do on the internet, what would I do differently, even with the things that, even given some of the points that I made here on this podcast? If you heard my episode back in March when I was talking to my sister Latoya Baldwin Clark about the fact that the things that I learned in school, none of it applies for me now. I mean, why would I change anything about what I did in school? I think things turned out pretty well for me. There are some things that I would change, and I'm gonna tell you exactly what they are here in today's episode. Now, I've talked about school many times on this podcast. You can maybe see, if you're listening to this the day it came out or close to it, episode number 634, I tell you about some things that school doesn't teach you that you absolutely need to know. And episode number 277, in these archives, if you are on a podcasting app and you cannot go back to the very first episode of this podcast, I'm pretty sure you can't, because most apps' feeds only go back maybe 200 to 300 episodes. Every episode is at dreallday.com/podcast. Again, every episode ever is at dreallday.com/podcast. So episode number 277, I told you what you should major in when you're in college. There are some things that I recommend you major in. And let me give you a note that I speak in analogies often. So when I say what you major in, I'm not going to say major in statistics or finance or business. That it's a little bit different conversation. It's a metaphorical conversation that I'm having there. See, I went to college. Episode 277. Episode number 38. Do you even need college? I talked about. Again, those are all at dreallday.com/podcast. So let's get right into it. What would I do differently if I was going to college right now? There are five things I would do differently. Number one, I would have socialized even more. The number one thing I would have done if I was doing college again, I would socialize even more than I did. And when I was on one of my old Facebook profiles, I'm not active on Facebook, but and I'm talking about my personal profile on Facebook. But they would ask you what school you went to and what you majored in. And my major, when I first started using Facebook, I put basketball and socialization. That's what I majored in. I majored in, no, social interaction was the actual phrase that I used. Those are the things that I majored in. What I paid the most attention to in college was not business with a focus in management and marketing, not the classes, not my textbooks. Definitely, I tried to not buy textbooks as much as possible. I majored in playing basketball and interacting with people socially. And if I went back to school, I would socialize a lot more than I did. Because the number one thing that I got from college were the relationships that I built there, the friends that I made there, the people that I met, the things that they knew that became my knowledge once I applied what I learned from those people. All of my closest friends that I talk to the most these days are people who I met in college. Knowing people and learning what they knew was one of the most important things that I did in college. And as I've said before, there is no downside, ladies and gentlemen, to knowing more people and having more people know you. Now, there may be a downside to so many people knowing you that you can't go to the grocery store, you can't go to the movies by yourself. But knowing people is a benefit. The more people you know, the better, because everybody knows somebody. And if you know a whole lot of people, better way of putting it, you may know a person who knows a person who knows a person, or maybe you know that person yourself, jumping through all of those hoops, who can get you a situation that you couldn't get for yourself, who can get something done that you couldn't get done, that can open a door that was locked to you or close a door that you wanted to get closed, that was open but you didn't want it to be open anymore, get a yes that had been a no, or get a no that had been a yes, whatever situation that may matter to you. Knowing more people, there is no downside to that. I would take all the partying that I did, all the talking to girls that I did, all the campus activities that I attended, I would multiply all of that by 10. That is the number one thing that I would do if I was going to school again. Now, if you're in school right now and maybe you take some of the stuff that I say and maybe you want to go apply it immediately, I want to make sure that I'm putting this out there and make sure that you can balance this with the things that matter to you. You got to know the game. You got to know your game. And when I say your game, I'm not talking about your ability to play a sport. When I say your game, that means where is it that you're trying to go and what are the requirements in place that will help you get there, or what is required of you to get there? For example, if you listen to this podcast every day and you're in law school, you may not be able to socialize times 10 right now because you know that you need to get that degree and you need to finish at a certain place amongst your classmates in order to better position yourself for your career as a lawyer. So you may not be able to follow this point exactly. Okay, so that everything that I'm telling you here on this podcast is not necessarily mean you take it and just blindly follow it exactly as I say it, because your situation is not my situation and your game is not my game. I knew what my game was. I knew the situation. And even if you're in college and you're trying to go play professional basketball the same way that I was doing it back from 2000 to 2004. Right now it's 2018, is a completely different situation. You're in a different school. You're a different person. You may have a different major. You're a different type of player. You got a whole lot of differences from where I was. So it still doesn't mean you just blindly apply this. You apply it as it makes sense for you. Now, you being a college student, I would assume that you would consider that and not just take what I'm saying and blindly follow it. But I want to make sure I say it anyway, so it's said. Point number two, today's topic is what I would do differently if I was doing school all over again. Now, I don't know if this one, I don't know if this point number two is even possible, but what I would do is I would go to the, I don't even know what office this would be, maybe the academic advisor office or the registration office or the bursar's office, and I would ask them, is it possible that I could get a degree just because I accumulated a certain number of credits without having a certain major or a certain focus? That's what I would ask. I would ask them because, in other words, when I was in, I think it was my, probably my sophomore year, maybe my junior year, someone told me about, it was called an academic audit or a transcript audit or something like that. So it was with the word audit was in it. And I said, what is an audit? And this is a fellow student telling me this. They said, well, it's someone, what they'll do, the school will, you go to this certain office and you ask them for an audit, and they'll print out a basically a rundown of all the classes that you have to take and the grades that you must achieve, the minimum grade you must achieve in passing certain classes, because that minimum grade is different depending on which class it is. And then it tells you in total how many credits you will have to accumulate in order to graduate. And it tells you how many credits you've accumulated so far. It tells you about the classes you're in, what grades you've gotten, and what classes you must take and what grades you must get in equaling this number of credits in order for you to get this degree, whatever it is that you're majoring in. So I remember being, it may have been my sophomore, maybe early in my junior year, I'm looking at this audit of my education thus far at Penn State, and it said that I needed like 121 and a half credits to graduate. And at the time, I didn't have anything close to that. I don't know if I even had half of that. And I was like, I got to get all these credits to graduate. And I realized I was going to have to take a little bit more classes than I had been taking. I think I took like 12 credits a semester my freshman year and maybe at the beginning of my sophomore year. And I said, okay, 12 credits per semester is not enough for me to get a degree. I think I need to step my game up a little bit here. But I would go to that office, whoever that is, whoever makes that decision, and ask them, can I just get a degree just by getting 120 credits? And it doesn't matter what classes I take. I'm not sure they would even go for that, because I mean, that could be abused very easily. I could just take a whole bunch of powder puff classes and call myself getting a degree. But the reason I would do it is not so I could game the system that way. I guess it would be gaming the system. Well, I actually wouldn't. If the system allowed it, I'm not gaming the system. But I would do it not so I could take a whole bunch of quote unquote easy classes. I would do it for a couple reasons. A is to not limit my learning to one specific area of life. Because why would I only want to learn about business with a focus in management and marketing? Listen, I want to know about communications. I want to know about finance. I might want to know something about engineering. Maybe I want to know something about mathematics. Maybe I want to know something about journalism or media or whatever else you can major in college. I don't even know what all the majors are, but I might want to learn a little bit about a whole bunch of those things. Why do I want to only focus myself in one specific area? And this is one of the criticisms that I've heard from other people, but that I specifically have about college, is that they force you, colleges force you to major in one thing. What's the one thing that you want to learn the most about that you're going to focus for 4 years on? That, I mean, well, it's not really 4 years. It's usually about your last 2 years. You really got to, quote unquote, get into your major. But why is that? I mean, even though I went into business and I became an entrepreneur, listen, I do a whole lot of communication. I'm involved in media. Anything you do, you're going to be involved in finance. I became an athlete. Maybe I want to know some kinesiology. I want to know something about my body. There are a whole lot of things. There are world studies. There's traveling. There's international business. These are all things that I had to deal with once I've gotten out of school. But why would school force me to focus on only one area of study? I need to know about a whole lot of stuff. So that's the one reason why I would want to do my quote unquote major this way. I want my major to just be life in general. They need to have a major called life. And here's the other reason, so that I could choose my classes not by topic necessarily, but by the professor. I would want to choose my classes by the professor, because I took some classes in college, and any of you who went to college, you can tell me if you agree with this, if you had the same experience. I took some classes where the class itself sounded like a great idea, but the professor sucked. The professor was just not a good teacher. I had some professors who just read out of the book. I had some professors who were just these old fashioned men or women who were just, you know, telling you some outdated information that wouldn't even matter by the time I graduated. I had some professors in college who were really good. And I'm like, man, I wish I could take 3 or 4 classes by this person instead of having to take only one. And then I got to take one with the boring guy and one with this old fashioned woman and one with this person who puts me to sleep. I want to take classes maybe by the person. I mean, if I was teaching a class at a college, I would want students to sign up for my class just because it's me. Any of you in college or when you were in college, I'm sure all of us who've been to college, there are some professors who get a reputation that people will tell you, like, yo, you want to sign up for this person. I remember when I was signing up for, I had to take a speech class my sophomore year of college. And my roommate, I was in a dorm at this time. And I asked my roommate, I said, hey, I got to sign up for a speech class. Have you taken it? And he was like, oh, yeah, you want to sign up for Bedell. There was this woman named Lori Bedell. She was one of the speech professors at the school at the time. And there were a couple of them. So I had a choice. But when he told me that, I said, all right, I'm taking her. And her class was really fun. She was very personable. It was very easy to get along with. And the class was super easy. I think everybody in the class got at least a B in the class. And it was an easy class, but it was a fun class. Is because of the professor. It was because of the people. It wasn't because of the subject matter, because of the person. So I would want to choose my classes not only by topic, but also by professor. And I think if colleges opened things up that way, the best professors, the cream would rise even higher to the top. And the bums, I don't know what you call the opposite of the cream rising to the top, they would fall to the bottom of the oven. You ever had something fall into the bottom of your oven and you got to wait till it cools down, wait till the oven cools down so you can actually clean it? That's what would happen to those other professors. We had to clean the scum off the bottom of the oven. And I think I would learn more from the right teacher than I would from the right classes. The right teacher could be teaching you economics, but they may tell you some life stuff that you otherwise would not have learned in any other class because there's no class for it. Or maybe you weren't allowed to sign up for that class because it's not part of your major and you got to make sure you're efficient with the classes you take so you can graduate on time. See, these are the things that, this is something, again, that I would do differently if I could do college over again. I would see if the school would let me do that. Point number three, today's topic is what I'd do differently if I could do school all over again. Or here's the alternative to what I just proposed. If my request to not have to have a major, if that was denied, and I was told I do have to have a major, I would choose my major based on my general evaluation of the professors in aggregate. In other words, I would take, okay, let's say there's the economic major, there's the international business major, there's the regular business major, there's the kinesiology major, there's communications major. These are the four or five that I think I'd be interested in. What I'm going to do is list. I would actually probably make this into a little study. I would list all the professors that teach the classes in these majors, and I would put them all in groups. Okay, so here's all the economics ones. Here's all the business. Here's all the kinesiology. Here's all communication. I'll put them in a list, and I would rank those professors. Now, this is something that I could probably do very accurately, or at least get a stronger understanding in 2018 than I could back in 2002, simply because of the internet. And there are, at least last time I checked, there are a lot of websites where students can rank your professors, right? Those of you who are students right now, you can tell me if I got this incorrect, but I think this is right. There are sites where you can rank your professors. Okay, so if you go to Stanford University and you take math classes, here's Professor Johnson, here's how good he is, here's Professor Smith, here's how she is, and people leave their reviews and tell you how good this professor is, what they're like, how they communicate, do they give a lot of homework, are the tests hard, are they trying to help you, do they fail a lot of people? So you can really get at least a general consensus idea of what students who have taken them think about them. So you can get a pretty good idea of who these professors are, even if you never met them before. And I would choose my major based on that rather than what the actual subject matter was. Because again, if you heard what my sister said when she was on the podcast, I mean, she's gotten damn near every degree that you can get from the best schools that you could possibly go to. And when she started her work as an investment banker, they still taught her everything from the ground up. They taught her everything like she was somebody who just came off the street and she didn't go to school for 4 years. In other words, there was nothing that they expected her to know just because she had a college degree. That's the point that I'm making here. Meaning, your major does not necessarily, for a lot of areas of life, in some areas, this is not correct, such as being a lawyer or a doctor, maybe an engineer. But in a lot of areas, wherever you're going to go professionally, what you majored in specifically doesn't matter. Now, the fact that you got the degree, as you heard LaToya say, may matter in certain work, but what you specifically majored in may not matter in a whole lot of areas of life. So that's why I would do things this way and choose my major based on the people that I'm going to be learning from rather than the subject that I will be learning itself, if that makes sense. Point number four. Today's topic again is what I would do differently if I was doing school over again. Now let's take it to the basketball court, because I did play basketball in college and my basketball experience in college played a big role in what happened with the rest of my life. I would have been a whole lot smarter in dealing with my athletic coach conflicts as a student. All the stuff I told you about dealing with people in positions of authority, because as I told you, I came out of school and became a basketball player and I became an entrepreneur. So the stuff I tell you about dealing with people of authority, most of it happened in high school and college. And most of the time it was regarding coaches. Episode number 562. What do you do when you're dealing with a negative coach? See, all of those topics, when I talk about those things, those are all sourced not from me being the person in authority, but from the mistakes I made in dealing with the people in authority. What I would do, what I would tell myself to do differently are the exact things that I've told you here on this podcast. I would have been a whole lot smarter about shutting my mouth and understanding that I'm better off being on the team, even in an ideal situation, than being off the team and being quote unquote right. Because I spent some time off the team in college that if I had shut my mouth and put my ego aside and stopped trying to be right dealing with a person who had 100% of the power while I had 0% of the power, I think it would have been better off for me in the long run. Even though I still ended up going where I wanted to go, I think I would have been better off playing for that last year and a half than not playing, at least on the basketball team. I was playing, but I was playing intramurals. I'd have been better off being on the basketball team. I would have been better dealing with those people in positions of authority. This is what I would have told my younger self, and this is exactly what I told you already 200 episodes ago on this podcast. And that is, again, even considering the fact that I went pro anyway, I would have done that differently. Point number five. And today's topic, again, what I would do differently if I was in school, if I was going to school all over again. I would have made more friends, not only with the fellow students, the student body, but I would have made more friends with professors, administrators, maybe even people who lived in the town. They would have known me because I was on a basketball team, or if I went to the local grocery store, I would have made more friends with those people. Why would I have done that? Because as I told you already, there is no downside to knowing more people. There's definitely no downside to having more people know you and have a favorable opinion of you. See, when people have a favorable opinion of you, they'll do things for you that otherwise they wouldn't do if they didn't know you. That otherwise, if they knew you but they didn't have a positive opinion, they wouldn't do it. So having people know you and have a positive feeling about you can open a whole lot of doors for you. A whole lot faster than you can open them for yourself. So you notice that the first and last point I made here is about socializing, meeting people, making friends. Because again, that politicking, I'm trying to rub the stigma off this word politics for all of you in your minds. Politics is about furthering your own interests and protecting your interests. And other people can help you do that. Enroll them in helping you by making yourself some friends and influencing people. Let's recap today's topic, which is what I would do differently if I was doing school all over again. Number one, I would have socialized a lot more. So the number one thing that I got from college are the relationships that I built and the things that I learned from those relationships, not the things that I learned in class. Point number two. I don't know if it's possible, but if I was doing school all over again, I would see if I can get a degree just by accumulating credits for two reasons. Number one, so I wouldn't limit my learning to one specific area, which is what they call a major. It makes no sense. And the second reason is so that I could choose my classes by the professor, not by the topic. I think I learn more from the right person than from the right subject. And number three, if my request was declined to do this, I would choose my major based on a general evaluation of those people, because there's some people that you will learn a whole lot more from just because of the type of person they are. It doesn't even matter what book they're reading out of or what the subject matter is. Just because they are who they are, you will better enjoy learning from that person because of their personality and their style. Point number four, I would have been a whole lot smarter dealing with my athletic coaches. Those conflicts is all the things I've told you about when it comes to dealing with conflict with a person who is in authority over you in any situation. Those all come from mistakes that I made, things that I did stupidly that I would have done a whole lot differently had I had a chance to do it over. Now, luckily, I was able to make it into a success story anyway, despite my mistakes. But there are a whole lot of athletes who make those same mistakes and don't become success stories specifically because of these mistakes. So this is one thing that I would definitely do differently. And point number five, we're right back to socialization. I would have made friends not only with the students, but with my professors who know people in high places. They know people who might have been able to give me a job or get me an internship or put in a good word for me. Because if all the people that I met and had good relationships were just students, listen, by the time we get out of school, all of us are powerless students who have no experience in life. We don't have any positions of authority or any real power in the real world. All we got is a college education. What about the people who do have authority, who do have experience and do have power? I would have made friends with them too. So those are the things I would have done differently if I was doing school all over again. Now you know. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. people like you who listen to the Work On Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.